The headline last fall was that the Obama administration had agreed to relieve Australia of a major problem, about 2,000 asylum seekers who languish in what the UN and human rights groups describe as inhumane conditions in offshore camps on Nauru and Manus. Buried in the back pages was an Australian agreement to accept refugees from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, now in camps in Costa Rica. For months, Canberra insisted the two agreements were entirely separate and distinct, until this week, when Immigration Minister Peter Dutton told Sky News that, yes, it is a quid pro quo. "We wouldn't take anyone," Dutton said, "unless we have assurances that people were going to go off Nauru and Manus." The bald statement caught Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop off guard. On a visit to Washington to mend strained relations after a tense phone call between Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and President Trump, she continued to insist the two deals do not amount to a people swap. While President Trump described it as a dumb deal, every indication is the U.S. will honor the agreement after extreme vetting. Many of about 1,250 granted refugee status are from Iran, Afghanistan, and Somalia, and that still leaves about 800 people who did not qualify as refugees and now face deportation to their home countries. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Cumnan with the Pacific News Minute.